And finally, I could see I wasn't getting through to him, and I said, look, I'm not asking you to recommend me. He said, recommend you? Recommend you? I wouldn't offer your name for consideration. No attorney in the history of this nation has ever had happen to him the things that have happened to you or done the things that you've done. I would suggest you forget the law. Go into the countryside. Try to regain your health and simple labor. He said, we send members of this firm into a courtroom and they represent strength in the face of adversity, dedication, and perseverance. Send you? Never. I'm telling you, I was crushed. I was not ready for that. If I could have slithered like a serpent across the floor under the door out to drown the shame of that in that bottomless bottle like I always had, I'd have done it. But I thought if I do, he'll be right. He'll be absolutely right. I can't take it. And I'm not going to give that fellow the satisfaction. I went out and drank coffee at him. About 10 years later, he flipped out. He took the secretary, a check protector, ran to Paris, disgraced the law firm that he worked for, disgraced the legal profession, disgraced his family, disgraced the city of Pasadena, one of the most beautiful pyrotechnic displays of misconduct, and he did it cold sober. On the other hand, about 20-some years thereafter, I got a call from the governor of our state telling me he was going to appoint me to the appellate bench, as far as I know, the highest court office ever held by a sober alcoholic. For the next 15 years, you know what happened when members of that firm were in a courtroom and I walked in? They stood up and they remained standing until I told them they could be seated. All power to the powerless. And yet I hadn't actually changed all that much. Just again, my character defects had been, I've always been judgmental. I've always been a loner. I don't become emotionally involved in things. And all of the characteristics, I have a certain glibness, all of the things that are prerequisite to being able to write law binding upon 33 million Californians, I had. Now that's something for a kid from the backwoods of Oregon to control those damn Californians, you know. I sat on the California Supreme Court, you know, seven of us in our black robes, six outwardly stern and inwardly filled with sincerity and integrity, one outwardly stern, inwardly thinking, oh, good Lord, if they could see me at the clubhouse now. I don't want to run over time. My friend Chuck used to say, until you're ready to see and hear, you cannot see and hear, which is a very poor consolation to somebody who couldn't see and hear, you know, but now I'm ready to do it and I can't do either one. I had to buy hearing aids because I couldn't get my wife to stop mumbling. Went in to take a driver's test and found out I have macular degeneration, and I couldn't read the damn chart hardly, and that was a shock to me. I'd never had any trouble with that, but I managed to pass it and get a license. I'll be 80 when I have to renew it, and by then I'll have seen everything. But working on the court was a remarkable thing. I hadn't changed, as I say, that much. I learned to laugh at myself, which was, by the way, should you fail to do that for yourself, you'll miss the greatest joke in your generation, I want you to know. And I didn't drink, which is the greatest change that can come into the life of an alcoholic, but otherwise I was basically the same type that I had been before. And, you know, AA works its way into everything we do. We have our own litany. It's how we identify each other. You know, you're shopping and you bump into somebody at a checkout line. No, 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 go ahead, easy does it. No, first thing first, oh, your friend of Bill. You know, and it gradually